In 1988, Yanho Bassi did the opposite of what hundreds of thousands of other Senegalese were doing. He left his job working at a newspaper printing shop in Dakar and moved out to a tiny, remote village in one of the hottest and driest parts of the country.
C'était une question de prendre l'exode, parce que les gens avaient tendance de partir.
Si says he was fighting against the rural exodus. People were leaving for Dakar, but not everyone can get a job in the city. The 52-year-old father of six moved to the village of Ndim in the Diourbel region of Senegal. Diourbel is an area known as much for its harsh living conditions as for its deep religious and historic significance. Over 100 years ago, it was the birthplace of the founder of the Bai Fall Islamic Group, a sect that descends from the Mourids, which is one of the largest Islamic brotherhoods in Senegal. When C arrived at Ndim, there weren't barely any trees. Crops had long since dried up, and almost no one was around.
Moi, je me suis engagé à venir à Ndim pour venir travailler auprès.
C says he came to Ndim to be close to his spiritual leader, or marabout. He started out as a volunteer at the local school, and then at the small health clinic. Severe droughts during the 70s and 80s forced most of the men and young people to leave communities like Ndim and head for urban centers looking for better-paying work. In most villages in this part of the country, the women and elderly were left behind.
Je suis vraiment venu pour travailler à Ndim et aussi sensibiliser les gens.
C says he came to Ndim to work, to be an example of how he could fight against the rural exodus by making an income and staying close to his family. 60 years ago, just under 15% of the population lived in Senegal's urban centers. Today, nearly one in every two people live in cities. The National Habitat Community says Senegal has one of the highest rates of urbanization in Africa, and that has consequences for both village and city life. Amadou Daouda Dia coordinates programs at Senegal's Ministry of Agriculture.
Donc, dans les pays en développement comme le Senegal, l'exode rural,
Dia says in countries like Senegal, rural exodus is a result of how little money can be made from agriculture. Just under 60% of villagers live off their crops. But with climate changes, this is becoming more difficult. The irony, says Dia, is that these cities often don't have viable work alternatives for the migrants. People try to work in small informal businesses, in transport or artisan. But these jobs offer no benefits. They don't make a lot of money, and they aren't highly skilled jobs. C was able to continue living at Ndim because he could eventually earn an income and learn a business trade. His marabout, Babacar Mbao, and his French wife, Aisha, were making clothes with a single sewing machine and strips of recycled fabric. Over the decades, this hobby blossomed into an international fair trade company and a non-governmental organization called Mamsamba. Today, the artisan company includes 12 workshops that specialize in metalworks, home decor, organic clothing and fabric dyeing, and basket weaving. The NGO works on various social and environmental projects. They have developed environmentally friendly combustible balls made of peanut shells and clay, started a drip irrigation system for an organic garden, and planted aloe vera fields for medicinal and beauty purposes. The entire Mamsamba organization employs over 300 residents from 13 local villages. They are all trained by international experts in the areas of craftsmanship, agriculture, health, and education. C heads the main office for Mamsamba finished artisan projects. From here, their goods are sent to Dakar and then shipped to stores around the world, including Japan, France, Belgium, and the U.S. The ripple effects from the economic downturn of 2009 were felt at Ndim. Falling product orders at Mamsamba meant salaries like C's were reduced. His pay went from $185 a month down to just over $100. But C remains certain that Ndim is still a much better option than living in the city.
À Dakar, c'est très difficile. C'est très difficile. Par exemple, là, tu peux être dans ta maison, tu peux...
In Dakar, he says life is very difficult, but he says at least here you can live in your own house and not pay high rent. You pay less electricity and water is cheaper. He says when you go to Dakar, you're obliged to pay for a lot. He says in the village, we live as a community. Everything is shared. However, he says in Dakar, you have to buy your own food. Your family is not with you, but you must still pay to feed them. Here, at least, your family is right in front of you. Dosi Lewis is a design consultant with the U.S.-based nonprofit Aid to Artisan.
The cotton's grown here. It's spun and, you know, carded, spun, and woven and dyed here, so you do everything on site. And part of what's happening in other villages around the world, but most villages have a hard time with one part or the other. They either can't grow it, or they can't color it, or, you know, there are too many problems. So to be able to do it all makes it workable.
C says the village of Ndim has been transformed over the last 25 years. It's revitalized both the area's natural environment and its sense of community, with men and young women returning home and families reunited. Amanda Fortier for VOA News, Dakar.